Audible Inc. presents The Facts of Business Life, written by Bill McBean, narrated by Brett Barry. Forward. Congratulations, entrepreneur-minded reader. You're listening to a terrific book with real-life, ready-to-use-now lessons that should help you see more success and tackle life more comfortably. In my 40-plus years in the investment business, most of which has been as head of my own firm, I've read over 100 books on starting and running a business. Some useful, others less so. Most business books fall into one of two camps: How to Start a Business, or Personal Ruminations on Business Leadership from some widely recognized figure. There's nothing wrong with either, and many of those are great. But if you're a would-be entrepreneur or a business owner embroiled in the day-to-day business of business, there's not much that speaks to the full life cycle of what it means, truly means, to be an owner, manager, CEO, and board chairman. That's where Bill McBean comes in. I know Bill personally, have for years, and he's a sharp, shrewd, no-nonsense businessman. Most folks are lucky to find business success once, but Bill has met repeated success in a variety of venues, geographies, business lines, you name it. One time is luck, and more than once is skill. But if you're as repeatedly successful as Bill has been, that takes serious acumen and drive. Oh, and by the way, he's a heck of a nice guy. His experience alone would probably make a good business book. But this book isn't memoir or rulebook. It's a usable, open kimono look at the nitty-gritty of what's truly required, not just to start a business, but to take it from a new business to a surviving one to a thriving one. And once you've got a thriving business, he covers what few people have ever done in books I've seen. He describes how to decide whether to exit the business, when, and how. Sometimes folding them is better than holding them. I don't want to give away too much of the book, but another important lesson Bill delivers, another I've not seen well covered elsewhere, is the need to create your company's DNA. This is a key lesson, critical, for building a business that lasts. In fact, this is how I think about my own firm. Over the years, we've built processes to ensure that my firm's DNA is embedded in each employee, so no matter how far we expand geographically, and no matter how far into the future, I can be assured our clients continually get the kind of service, or better, they get now, and that I've wanted them to have since the beginning. And with it...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?